My mother and I both loved Captains Courageous by Rudyard Kipling. Her birthplace in Passage East on the River Shore was peopled by men like Disco Troop, the story's wise captain of the ship, the We're Here out of Gloucester in Massachusetts. My mother grew up knowing such doughty mariners, gnarl-fisted, taciturn, and good men of reason, wisdom and humour. The book was first published in 1897. It tells the story of a spoiled young boy who is fished out of the sea onto the deck of an old fishing schooner, where he learns all about hard work, respect and dignity. My mother and I loved it. Another book we both loved was Watership Down by Richard Adams. We were heart-scalded worrying about the poor rabbits, and we loved using the words that the writer had created, such as rudoodoos, which were automobiles, and silflaying, which was eating. Now, after reading a good book, I often long to share a thought or discuss a character with my mother. I remember our conversations of long ago, how she loved Peg and Glenanare by Canon Sheehan, how she loved the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, and told me how she had come across the great Persian poem when she was a young married woman living in Waterford City. On occasion, she'd sometimes recall the poet's idea of paradise, which was to be here with a loaf of bread beneath the bough, a flask of wine, a book of verse, and thou beside me singing in the wilderness.